And let's just relax a little bit here. Amen. Let's give him a praise. If it's been good to you, put your hands together one more time. If it's been a friend for you, come on, put your hands together one more time. Tell somebody you're at the right place at the right time. And God's going to meet your needs here. Amen. You may be seated a moment. I feel highly blessed and favored of God to be with Pastor Steve and Janelle and all my family. I have a mandate, and this is one of those times that I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of you, but I'm afraid if I don't obey God. Are you with me? Two things to be afraid of when you get my age is an old man and a scared man. I'm 79, so don't fool with an old man when he's scared, because he will hurt you. And if he's scared, are y'all with me? They were singing a song there, and I caught the words of that song. It says, "What is behind the words you say?" It enhanced my thought for today. It's found in Psalms 91. If you have your Bibles, turn with me. I'll keep you about 30 minutes or so and let you go. But we're going to be blessed here today. Father, they turn to the scriptures. I turn to you. I thank God for this opportunity to stand in the gateway one more time to lift up your name, to exalt you, and to share with your people what you place in my heart. Reveal what you'd have me do today. And I believe you for it. Everybody say amen. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Can we stand at the reading of the word? Good to see each of you here. He that dwelleth, y'all gonna read with me? Let's read together. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the nostril pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only because there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adders. The young lions and dragons shalt thou trample under feet. We're going to stop there. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 22. Isaiah 33 and verse 22. What does it say there? For the Lord is our God, a judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our King, who save us. Somebody say hallelujah. If you take that verse there and take the 10th verse of Psalms 91, this is where I thought it's coming from. Give me the 10th verse of Psalms 91. There. Give me the 10th verse. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Somebody say hallelujah. Turn to your neighbors and neighbor. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's time to issue a restraining order. I had a vision. You may be seated. That's what I'm going to talk about, a restraining order. I had a vision, and it came to my remembrance today, or this morning, how a man came in my home, was living at 5722 Richardson Court. And this man came in and said to me, get out of here. And brothers and sisters, I didn't have any restraint at all. I immediately walked out of the house. And I turned around after getting outside, Pastor, and I said, what am I doing out here? This man walks in my house and just tell me to get out. With no resistance at all, I walked out. I never shall forget, you may have heard me say this before, but it's on time right about now. I said, that's my wife in there. I paid $3.50 for her license. That's what it cost in those days. We've had some good times together. She would rub my earlobe. Had some good quiet times together without any restraint at all. I walks out. And all of a sudden, God said, if you realize who you are, I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures today. Is that all right? In the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 26, if we can get that. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Y'all better read with me. Make man in our image. That's what I want to get to. He made us in his image. In other words, his likeness, his manner of doing things. We must do that. Give me Genesis chapter 2 and around about the 7th verse. Y'all going to pray with me? Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Tell your neighbor if you pray with him, he's going somewhere. I'm here on kingdom business, and I'm happy just knowing that he raised me back up again. The 7th verse, what does it say? And the Lord... man became a speaking spirit, a living soul, a speaking spirit. The same way God formed the world, we have to form our world. But it's by what we say. What you say is what you'll see. Can you say amen? Give me Genesis chapter 1, and let's read it together, the first three verses. First three words. What does it say? And God... no, Genesis 1, verse 3. What's the first three words it say? First, and thank you very much. And God said, give me the 6th verse, first three words. And God what? The ninth verse. Okay, when I get to these verses, I want you to just say it, okay? I'm going somewhere. Can you say amen? All right, we're going to go Genesis chapter 1. You've got your Bible. You don't have to have it up front there. You have your Bible in front of you or whatever. It says, and God said, can you say amen? All right, the first three verses are words in verse 6. And God what? All right, and you said something to me in that song. What is behind the words you say? I'm going somewhere because if you don't put something behind there, and what you put behind your saying is what you'll get. Can I just take a time and testify? I got a word from my doctor on April the 24th of last year. The doctor told me, he said, I hate to tell you this, Mr. Conley, but you have cancer at the prostate. Your PSA is 565, and you must have chemo. You must have radiation. You must do this in 3 days. And I said to him, I said, I appreciate you, what you're saying. But I do know I'm made in his image and his likeness. I frame my world by what I say. I won't let you dictate to my mind or to me what's happening. I say it. That's what you have to say about it. But I won't forget, 41 years ago on a Sunday morning, I had to minister at 5722 Richardson Court. I was living there, and Pastor had asked me to preach that Sunday night. And, I just started off trying to go to school and learn the Bible a little bit and then go to First Baptist Church and try to line up with them. And I wasn't too sharp in the Word because I'm studying, I'm learning, and I want to be right. So I stayed home that particular morning to more or less make ready for that Sunday night. At Saturday night, my wife had a gumball. Excruciating pains were bothering her, and she asked me to pray for it. And I prayed. The next morning, it's even worse. So now she wants me to pray again. I said, baby, I am taking you to the doctor. I weighed 147. She weighed 107. They told me for a marriage, she'd fall out a lot and get sick. I said, I don't want her falling out on me. Because I stumbled when I walked through the car across the threshold that day. Miss Scales, my Sunday school teacher, saw me stumbling through the door when I cared across the threshold. And I said, now, I don't want a stomach going out here this time. So I said, baby, let me take you to the doctor. She said, no, I want you to pray for me. Now, I never will forget this, Pastor Steve. I got on my knees and I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on here. I prayed last night. Nothing happened. I prayed for two people at First Baptist Church, Miss Gertrude Talley that had a glaucoma at the eye, and my Sunday school teacher, Aunt Rosie, that had a throat problem. I did not see the glaucoma, and I did not see the throat problem. But I'm looking at that gumball. And I don't know whether you can heal her or not. But everybody, I don't have faith for that, I said. I said, but everybody that got healed in the Bible, it was their faith. I said, you're going to have to honor her faith. By that time, I pushed her hand away, and I said, baby, you'll be all right. She said, did you pray for me? I said, I just heard him say, you'll be all right. I go back in the kitchen, sit down, open my Bible, turn to Isaiah 53, who have believed our report, to whom are the arms of the Lord revealed, he should grow up as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. Got to the fifth verse, said he was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. Chastised my peace was upon him. With his stripes we're healed. He said, I want you to go cross country wherever you go and tell my people you don't need a doctor. Your prescription's already been filled. It was filled at Calvary. So when Dr. Gubin told me that I had cancer and how it was getting in the last state, this was a year ago, I said to Dr. Gubin, I said, I hear what you're saying. I said, but I do know the power of a spoken word. I birthed my tomorrow. I birth my today by what I say. In Revelation chapter 12, it says, in verse 11, it says, they overcame him, what him? The devil, by what? Somebody read that. So y'all going to pray with me a while? What does it say, Revelation chapter 12? And they overcame him. Who is him? That's right. They overcame the devil. How many know John chapter 10, verse 10 said, the thief come to steal and kill, huh? So they overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Are y'all with me? So I told Dr. Goodwin, I said, I hear what you're saying, Dr. Goodwin. I said, but I am not going to take any chemo or radiation. I said, I believe God is the same God today. He said, by his stripes we're healed. Can you say amen? He said, I was made in his image. And are y'all with me? Give me Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, says God said. Verse 6, he said. Verse 9, he said. Let's go over here. Can you follow me just a little bit? All right. Give me. Go back to Genesis again. And we'll stop with the 6th verse. Let's go to the 9th verse. What's the first 3 words? And God what? Verse 14. I'm sorry. We stop one. Let's miss one. But let's go to 9, 11, 14. 9 said, and God said. Is that right? Verse 11. Verse 14, verse 20, somebody say hallelujah. Verse 24, 26, 29, somebody say hallelujah. 31, he said it and he saw it. If you don't say it, you won't see it. How are you saved? You had to believe something in your heart and say it with your mouth. That's the way you get salvation. That's the way you get healed. Give me Mark the 5th chapter. Let's look at the woman. Oh, let's don't go there. Let's start in Genesis chapter 22. Verse 1. Genesis 22. And it came to pass after these things. What things? Always remember, after you get a promise, there'll be a problem. After you get a promise, you're going to get tested. After these things, it came to pass, after these things that God tempted Abraham, he then told him something. Now, he then promised him that through him that he would be father of many. Are y'all with me? Promise him all these things. Are y'all with me? Now the test come. Tell your neighbor, no test, no testimony. And catch what Abraham said. And said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Okay? All right, let's get to the 5th verse now. I'm going to show you how this works. Y'all with me? And Abraham did what? See, he said something. See, in Psalms 91, I brought something to you. He that dwelleth in the secret place. The secret place is knowing what to say. When to say it. The secret place, are y'all with me? When and I told Dr. Goodwin, I said, Dr. Goodwin, I said, I don't care what you say. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The blood that he shed at Calvary took care of my sickness. Took care of my diseases. Can you say amen? He said, if you don't have chemo in 3 days, he said 6 months is the longest you're going to have. He said, you will have to be back in about 6 months. April to October was the 6 months. I didn't go back in October. I never had any more excruciating pains in those areas until April the 14th. I'm sorry, August the 14th of this year. Now he tells me it has spread it, and I don't know how many places in my body. It spread it like wildfire. I said to him, doctor, I still will not take no chemo. Are y'all with me? I know the power of words. So all of a sudden, when I go to my doctor, I change doctors. That doctor said to me, I don't blame you. Nothing but pauses. I don't blame you. When God see your faith, so this is about my 90th day, that I haven't had chemo. So when I did see my doctor said, what in the world are you doing? I said, standing on his word. Are y'all with me? Standing on his word. She said, if you had been taking chemo this long, they'd have to be, are y'all with me here? So we've got to learn we have the right to issue a restraining order. Can you say amen? Now, you know what a restraining order is like, you know, but it's no good at all if you don't have the courts behind you. You can tell Bill all day long, don't come by here. But if he ain't got the court behind him, Bill gonna come by and talk sweet nothing and whisper in your ear if he can. If you open the door and let him back in, that's not the court's fault. Are you listening to me? Now, I can open the door and let pains that come against my body come to my mind. And before you know it, I have allowed. Come on. Tell your neighbor, divine healing is God's prerogative. But physical health is yours. What you put in that temple. Oh, man, y'all, it ain't just a dope addict. Are y'all with me? If I keep putting a bunch of cupcakes in here, I'm going to have some diabetes. If I keep eating some pork, can you say amen? I'm going to have some problems. So I can't, can you say amen? I can't put that on nobody but me. So I had to learn how to change my diet. But if you line up with those words, I don't know how I got on this, but can you say amen? But I'm on kingdom business. Can you say amen? And I'm upset with the devil because I saw a brother leave out of here. They cut him up all the way up to here. Diabetes. So I'm mad at the devil. I seen my best buddies leave out of here with cancer, taking chemo. I had to go to their funerals and I had to sit there and weep with the family. I said, boy, if I had known then, the word is nigh you. It's in your mouth. Can you say amen? Give me Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. Here's the furnace. Here's the fire. Here's three Hebrew boys. They're about ready to be thrown into the fire furnace. All of a sudden, they're in the secret place. They know how to get this thing done. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Now, catch this. I know he's able. But until I say he will, I want you to hear me, see? Knowing he's able is fine. But until you open your mouth to say he will, you're only halfway. So the three boys said, are y'all with me? Huh? Fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of the thine hands. Can you say amen? Give me Psalms 57 in the verse 3. Can you say amen? Psalm 57, verse 3, what does it say? He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach. See, the devil would like to see all of us. Are y'all with me? I mean, the hospitals are full of church folk. Can you say amen? But it's not supposed to be. Are y'all with me? We pray thy kingdom come on earth. It's supposed to come in this here. Earth. Are y'all with me? With the kingdom of God in here, come on, somebody. With the kingdom of God in here, it's peace. Are y'all with me? It's joy. It's righteousness. Can somebody say amen? That's what the kingdom is. It's peace to know. I don't care what Dr. Killjoy said. Because it will kill your joy when you get your bill. Can you say amen? Here's what they did to me. They called me and asked me. Your manager called me and said, Mr. Connolly, I understand from Dr. Jones that cancer spread it all over your body and da da da. And are you want hospice to come out? And I real dumb. I said, what? It don't take very much. But anyway, I said, I said, what is hospice? She said, that's where we can take care of and take care of you and your wife. You don't have to worry about nothing. Da 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 da. And we'll take care of your food and cook and stuff like that. And but we have to have a statement from Dr. Jones saying how long you got to live. I said, what? Really? I don't need you to put in my mind how long I got to live. You need to be renewed in your mind. If you put that in my mind, 9 times out of 10, people that I've talked to, they told me I had 6 months to live. You better believe they live 6 months, 2 days, or 5 months, 11. Y'all with me? Because it's in their mind. I said, don't do that. Then she said, let me ask you one more question. Do you ever think about committing suicide? That's what they did. See, I'm 79. They'd like to see us get out of here. When you get my age, y'all better, are y'all with me? Because we're overpopulated and we need some more space up in here. And so old folks, y'all come, let me leave that alone. I just had to testify. Can somebody say amen? Can you say amen? Give me Jeremiah chapter 9, 1. Let's listen to around the 9th verse. I'm just giving you scriptures. I'm just a scripture man. Is that all right? I went off to school and I learned how to squall. And I could put that back. Steve probably remember. I could put that leg up on that platform and I would shake and the resurrection heal and I got caught up with But give me Jeremiah chapter 1. What did it say? 1:9. 1:9. Genesis chapter 1. I'm sorry, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. If I said 9 and 1 is correction, I mean Jeremiah 1 and 9. And the Lord put forth his hand, are y'all with me? Touched my mouth, and the Lord said what? I put my word. Really, saints, if you just realize you have the word is not you, it's in your mouth. They used to wonder about me even when I was a card-playing, crazy-acting guy. Leave one job. I was the only one in my family that dropped out. But I tell you, they going to hire me at McDonald's, Douglas. I don't know nothing about reading no blueprints, but they're going to hire me. And college kids were trying to get the job, and here I dropped it. Say, how you doing? I said, I spoke before I went in there. When I was gambling, I said, "You, how many kids you got? Don't gamble with me. I'm going to beat you. I'm born to win, okay?" I psyched them with words. That's what you got to do to the devil. Yeah. You got to tell the devil, you don't know who you're dealing with. Yeah. I'm an heir. I'm a joint heir with Christ. Can you say amen? Yeah. I know who I am. I made in his image. Tell your neighbor, you made in his image. Somebody say amen. Tell your neighbor, there is a restricted area. Tell the devil, this is a restricted area. Sickness can't stay here. Poverty can't stay here. Lack can't stay here. Somebody say hallelujah. Once you realize that you the word's not you, are you getting any help here today? Somebody say hallelujah. Okay, let's go to Jeremiah chapter. I'm going to get out of that. So you give me Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Let's go to the 10th verse. What happened? Go ahead. Do you know you were here for a purpose? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 8 that the works of Jesus would be cut off in the midst of the year. That's Isaiah 53 and 8. And he asked the question, who going to take it over? Who shall declare it? Who going to take over? We are to take over. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, creation is groaning, waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. We're living beneath our privilege. If we just know who we are the one that creation is waiting on. And if you know what's inside of you, you can speak to demonic forces and say, be gone. You can speak to diabetes and say, be gone. You got to get this in your spirit. Are y'all with me? Somebody say, hallelujah. See, I said this day. Let's go to the 11th verse, and I'm going to move on, because I don't know how much time we got. Go ahead. Give me the 11th verse. Y'all with me? Moreover, the word of the Lord did what? See, so it's what you see. If you don't see it, are y'all with me? If you always, now I'm telling y'all something. I was the tallest guy in the first grade. Miss Cole was my teacher. James Montgomery was the shortest one. We had some short blue pants on and a white shirt, a navy hat, cap, and an American flag. And she said, now this is the day for the parents to come, and we want you boys to be good sailors when you step out there behind that port of you come out. Now put your legs up high and walk like a soldier. And I got out there and I did one of these deals. Don't y'all laugh at me. That's just what happened that day. They laughed that day. 6 years old. It followed me all the way through high school. Had a scholarship to play basketball. Wouldn't play it. Dance, when it's time to dance, tallest one, girls want to dance. I said, don't do that. I grew up with a complex. Asked me to sit at Gettysburg. I don't know it. Teacher said, I'm going to give you an F. I said, well, just give me an F. But I know I'm going to see my daddy. But our next period was my gym class, and I told my buddy, I said, go get me a Rosie O'Grady. And I'm going to talk to him, let him know I can say it. And I said, four sports in 7 years. I went through that thing. Are y'all with me? I grew up with a complex thinking, low self-esteem about myself. Tell your neighbor, quit thinking low about yourself. But what you think about yourself is what you're going to see. And I started saying, I am somebody. Are y'all with me here? So he asked Jeremiah, what do you see? I don't care how much we preach faith to you, if you don't see it, you'll be in the prayer line next week. Are y'all with me? You got to see God said what he meant and meant what he said. Can you say amen? Let's read on a little bit further. Can somebody say amen? Put your hands together and give God a praise here. Amen. Somebody say, I hope I'm not boring to you, but I really, can you say amen? Let's go to Daniel then. Let's go to Daniel. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to let you go in a few minutes. Is that all right? I don't know what time I have, but I just want to obey God and drop a few gems in there. Can you say amen? I'll tell you what, it's going to come up again. You're going to need it. Can you say amen? Daniel chapter 10. Somebody say amen. If you give me Daniel chapter 10, we'll soon be getting out of here. Daniel chapter 10, around about the 8th verse. What does it say? I was left alone. And I retained them. I've been there. I've been left alone. There's no strength. Are y'all with me? Read on. Go ahead. Yet. See, that's why sometimes you just need to get alone and meditate in that word. Are y'all with me? How many know the devil's accused of the brothers? And he'll put things in your mind, but if you don't meditate in that word, get you some Bible time. Are y'all with me? Get you some alone time. Can you say amen? We get so busy running, trying to take your house notes and car notes and everything else, and no quiet time. Can you say amen? And by not having that quiet time, then the enemy comes. Are y'all with me? But when you know that word, you can say, oh, you caught me on a day that I'm pretty sharp in the word. I just got through talking to him. Are y'all with me? And that's where we got to be. Can you say amen? Yet heard I what? The voice of his word. In other words, he meditated. When I heard the voice of his word, then was I in a deep sleep on my face and my face toward the ground. Read on. Next verse. And he said it to me. I catch the next verse. kind of get the one that say, I came for your word. I thought so. We went through that. Then say that, fear not. Catch this. When you start in your petty time crying, I ain't gonna make it. I'm falling. I ain't gonna never get married. Nobody want me. Your words are heard. He come for your words. You gotta start saying, I'm good looking. And somebody got their eyes on me. You got to start saying, this is my day. Can you say amen? For power to pass away. Then you got to start saying it. Are y'all with me? I told a lady this years ago, I said, now pity don't move God. You can whine on God all you want to. What moves God is faith. When he see faith, can you say amen? Somebody say amen. So he come for your words. Give me Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And let's talk about the woman that had an issue of blood, 12 long years. She done tried everything else. Tell your neighbor, you done tried everything else, now try God. Mark the 5th chapter. Somebody say amen. I hope I'm saying something to help y'all. I know it has helped me. And I want to be a blessing. Can somebody say amen? Mark chapter 5 and verse 25 says what? A certain woman? Tell your neighbor, all of us got an issue of some kind. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things and many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing better but what? Rather grew worse. So when she heard of the Jubilee choir, when she heard about the barbecue dinner they was having, the children's supper, heard of Jesus, came in, what? She heard, she came. Are you with me? Next thing she did, she pressed behind him. Somebody say amen. That woman know, I've been having this thing 12 years, and she said, I know what I'm going through. I got an issue that Dr. Jones can't help. So she pressed her way. Then finally she touched him. Tell your neighbor, faith is what touches God. When God see you trusting him, I don't care what Dr. Kildare say, God ain't gonna let you be put to shame. But your trust got to be in him. Can somebody say amen? Somebody say hallelujah. So, guess what Esther did? And verse 28. And that first song you all sing, I caught the words when you first started singing. What is behind the words you say? If you start saying, I'm going to lose my house, I'm going to lose this and that, what you say is what you're going to get. If you start saying, I'll never do this, I can't do this. I used to say, in fact, I told my pastor, I said, don't you never talk to me about trying to get off my barbecue rib. I know you're trying to get us on a food, on plant diet. I said, but when I go to Memphis, Tennessee, I said, I'm only about 8 minutes from Memphis. I said, when I go to Memphis, Tennessee, I said, I'm stopping at Carcass, and I'm getting me some ribs. I kept saying, I said, because I can't do without them. But when that doctor told me, change your diet. Get off the meat, get on plant food. I lost 20 pounds in 30 days. Eating nothing but broccoli, raw broccoli, cauliflower. Look over there, Annette, I just get sick. Your baby, why don't you just go somewhere else and let somebody take you out to dinner or something, because this is killing me sitting up there looking at you eat. But I had to make up my mind. Are y'all with me? I can do this. Tell your neighbor, you just got to have some dogmatic stamina so that I can do this. And that doctor told me, he said, if you don't, you won't live. So I chose to live and not die. He said, I set before you life and death. You make the choice. Can somebody say amen? Tell your neighbor, I choose to live and not die. Somebody say amen. Put your hands together and give God a praise. I'm going to try to close with this because I really don't know. Give me Psalms 50 and 23, and then I'm going to go to Psalm 71, and I'm going to let you go. Somebody say amen. Got more to say, but I just don't know yes, ma'am, in verse 23. I've seen miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Are y'all with me? How many remember my daughter? Can I testify about her one more time? When I got a word concerning my daughter that was shot 1 inch below the heart, she was 19. That's why I don't back up. They called me in Forest City, Arkansas. Told me, I hate to tell you this, but the daughter's shot 1 inch below the heart. I was a doctor in Vietnam, a career 1 to 2. I've never seen nobody butchered up like your daughter. She would not live till in the morning. I said, doctor, why you come telling me that? I said, you're doing your job. Thank you very much. The book of Hosea, chapter 14, the verse 2, it says, take with you words. I said, well, no sense of me up there trying to, oh, Lordy, oh, glory to God. You was Joshua's son stopper. You was Abraham's rod. Oh, Lordy, there wasn't no sense of me coming up there trying to hum a pretty prayer. I had to find the word. Take it back to him. Numbers 14 and 28 said, what you speak into my ear, are you with me? One scripture said, if you find where it's written, take it back to me. I said, I heard you say, in Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Have you not said it? I do. I heard you say, John chapter 14 and verse 14, if I ask you anything in the name of Jesus, I ask you in the name of Jesus, let my baby live. Not die. You said in Mark 11, chapter verse 22, have faith in God. I got to put the you, because the doctor said there's nothing else he can do. But in Luke 18, 27, it said, when things are impossible with man, they're possible with God. Come on, somebody. And that's the way you got to talk to him. You the one said. Mark 11, 23, verily I said unto you, whosoever should say unto this mountain. What's the mountain? That was my daughter being. Are y'all with me? My mountain was my cancer. Are y'all with me? My mountain then was my daughter being shot 1 inch below the heart. Your mountain. You know what? Think about what your mountain is while I'm saying. Anything you can't move is your mountain. I said, you said, brother, I said unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things he said shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he said. So for 1,100 miles, I put it right on up to California, up to Fort Dix, New Jersey. I said, when I get there, my baby girl, she and I drink coffee together. What I spoke was what I saw. Y'all met her. She was 19 then. This is a daughter right here, isn't it? Well, I'm trying to show you. The word's not you. It's in your mouth. You change your circumstances. You change your world. By what you say. Start telling the devil. This is a restricted area here. You can't come here. You can't come on my mind. You can't come on my body. God told me something. I'm saying this for my family. He told me 42 years ago. He said to me, he said, all of my children will know the Lord. And great will be the peace of my. I'm speaking that over all my siblings and all their siblings. Closing with this scripture right here. Psalm 71. David said, when I'm old and gray-headed, don't forsake me. I died 2010. I died I did what people do when they die. I lost my faculties in 2010. You lose all your faculties, if you know what I'm saying. The next day, God said, I raise you back up because you prayed this prayer right here. This is the prayer I prayed. Give me Psalm 71. Y'all with me? Do you love me? Come on, somebody say, all right then. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let's read the 15th verse. I mean, I just had to do this here. Thank God for this opportunity. I hope I'm saying something to bless you. Give me the 15th verse. My mouth shall pour thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the number. I ask God. That same year, I told you I failed and I died. I said, David asked you the question in Psalms 39. Lord, make me know my end and the measure of my days. Why am I so frail? He said, read it. You got time to look at it? I'll tell you what it says. Give me Psalms 39. And let's look at the fourth verse. Have I got a few more minutes here? Okay. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. All right, let's look at the first three verses. Behold. No, give me the first three verses. Let's go back up the other way. Okay. I said what? I will take heed. That I sin not. Come on, somebody. We can. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Come on. Hot within me while I was musing. God told me, he said, the reason why you're so frail, catch this, you got to catch this. He said, because you ain't saying nothing. You ever had a fight with somebody, and as long as you don't say nothing, they just whoop you as long as they want to, but you say, come on, somebody. So the devil's been fighting us, and we ain't saying nothing. He said, the devil whooping you, and you ain't saying nothing. He said, but there's a time to speak, and there's a time to shut up. Are y'all with me? So when the enemy's coming against you, it's time to speak. Can somebody say amen? Lord, make me know my end. Now let's go back to Psalm 71, and I'm going to close with this. I promise you. I promise you. This is my prayer, Pastor. I prayed this prayer, and he heard my prayer. My mouth shall show forth the righteousness. Y'all with me? Give me the 16th verse, and y'all read it to me, and I'm going to soon close. I will do what? The strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast what? I told him, I said, God, you taught me all my days. And from 1971, when you told me, tell the people, your prescription was filled at Calvary. I told you what I told him. He told me that. He said, tell the people tonight, after reading Isaiah 53, tell my people you don't need a doctor. Your prescription has already been filled. It was filled at Calvary. I said, God, I've told them from 1971 all the way up to now, hitherto have I declared I won this work. And say, amen. Give me the next verse. Go ahead. Now also, am I old? Show thy strength unto this generation and to everyone that is to come. In other words, I thank God for this opportunity. Are y'all with me? Now also, when I'm what? Old and gray-headed. All right, I'm trying to close with verse. I think I was close with the 21st verse. Is that all right? All right, what verse are we at now? No, when I'm old and gray-headed, forsake me not, until I've showed that strength unto this generation and that power to everyone. In other words, everyone that I'm supposed to lead to God. Are y'all with me? Everyone I'm supposed to pull in. Are y'all with me? That's the reason why I'm going to leave here. I'm trying to get to St. Louis because I got some loved ones right there that I want to pull in. Thy righteousness also, God, is what? It's very high. who have done great things, O God, who is likened unto thee. Thou wouldst, I'm going to get to what I'm this is what I'm trying to get to. Somebody read that to me. Slow down right there again. Slow down there right there. That's what I'm trying to say. You said to me in that song, what did you say in that song? You said, what is behind the word you say? I said these words, the Lord shall quicken me again. The Lord gonna bring me up again. Come on, somebody. See, you got to say it before you see it. I said, I don't care what the doctor said. Are y'all with me? I don't care what it looks like in my finances. I don't care what it looks like in my body. Are y'all with me? I know what I say. Can you say amen? Because I'm made in his image. He said, so here's what David said in his own, the Lord shall quicken me or bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, put your hand together. Amen. Verse 21, and I'm going to stop right there. Thou shalt increase my greatness. And what else? And comfort me. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, it's time to tell the devil. This is a restricted area. And it can't come here. It's time to tell the devil. Come on, it's time to tell the devil. This day, I'm issuing a restraining order. You can't come near my dwelling. You can't get my chilling. That's why I ain't been my word. All my children show. Yeah. Let's receive the man of God. Amen. Up to with it. Amen.